Media shocked by Joaquin Castro doxing Trump donors. Ignored Obama doing same in 2012. By Joel B. Polak on August 6, 2019. A Twitter account associated with the congressional campaign of Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, tweeted a list of President Donald Trump's campaign donors in the San Antonio area on Tuesday, prompting condemnation from Republicans and even some journalists. But few in the media complained when President Barack Obama's re-election campaign did the same to several donors to Republican Mitt Romney in 2012. Castro's campaign account tweeted, "Sad to see so many San Antonians as 2019 maximum donors to Donald Trump." The owner of At Bill Miller Barbecue, owner of the At Historic Pearl, realtor Phyllis Browning, etc. Their contributions are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. "Sad to see so many San Antonians as 2019 maximum donors to Donald Trump." The owner of At Bill Miller Barbecue, owner of the At Historic Pearl, realtor Phyllis Browning, etc. Their contributions are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. pic.twitter.com/yt85ibf19u. Joaquin Castro, at Castro for Congress, August 6, 2019. Republicans were outraged. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, tweeted, "This is disgusting. Inciting violence against private citizens for participating in our democracy is beyond the pale. Your rabid hatred of it real Donald Trump has made you deranged. This is disgusting. Inciting violence against private citizens for participating in our democracy is beyond the pale. Your rabid hatred of it real Donald Trump has made you deranged." NRCC, at NRCC, August 6, 2019. Some on the left applauded. But some journalists expressed shock, such as Maggie Haberman of The New York Times and David Mastio of USA Today. "Don't want to RT this because I don't want to put these people's names in my feed, but this is dangerous, by any campaign." Maggie Haberman, at Maggie Neat, August 6, 2019. Castro spokesperson, Sawyer Hackett, pushed back against Habermas, noting that the information was public and that journalists routinely used it in their reporting. "Dangerous? This is public information published by the FEC. Information you and your colleagues have used for countless stories over the years." Sawyer Hackett, at Sawyer Hackett, August 6, 2019. Hackett could have added that the Obama campaign did the same in 2012 without much objection from the media, except for a few conservative journalists, such as John Nolte of Breitbart News or Kimberly Strassel of The Wall Street Journal. As Strassel noted in her 2016 book, The Intimidation Game, How the Left is Silencing Free Speech. The site bluntly claimed that all eight men were betting against America. They were then each singled out, subjected to slurs and allegations. The original list is still archived here. As Strassel documented at the Journal, one of those eight, Frank van der Sloot, soon found himself the target of private investigators and the federal government. Mr. van der Sloot has since been learning what it means to be on a presidential enemies list. Just 12 days after the attack, the Idahoan found an investigator digging to unearth his divorce records. This bloodhound, a recent employee of Senate Democrats, worked for a for-hire opposition research firm. Now Mr. van der Sloot has been targeted by the federal government. In a letter dated June 21, he was informed that his tax records had been selected for examination by the Internal Revenue Service. 2 weeks after receiving the IRS letter, Mr. van der Sloot received another, this one from the Department of Labor. He was informed it would be doing an audit of workers he employs on his Idaho-based cattle ranch under the federal visa program for temporary agriculture workers. Others, such as the voter integrity organization Through the Vote, were also targeted. Meanwhile, the Internal Revenue Service was also targeting conservative nonprofit organizations, a fact that only became public after the election. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.